David and Ali on the run.
All right, guys, welcome back, and we are into the best part of our show, our half-hour mark interview with Sito from Wonderboom. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
We're all very, very good. We're so happy to have you here. So, the rumor has it that you guys are one of the oldest bands in South Africa. Is that true?
Yeah, I think one of the oldest running bands. We haven't stopped. We haven't taken a break. We haven't split. We've been going nonstop since 96.
Wow, in that respect. That's very impressive. And you're one of the founding members of the band, from what I understand?
Absolutely.
So you've been there the whole time?
Yeah, I've been one of the... there's three of us that are the original members. Our drummer joined us in 2013.
That's very, very cool. That's so impressive. So David and I are here to chat to you today just a little bit about how lockdown has shaped the industry. And obviously you guys released a single not too long ago called Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
And how did that happen during lockdown? Had the song been in progress? Had you been working on it for a really long time? Or was it something that just kind of happened during lockdown?
We've been working on it for a while. We'd already done all of the tracking. It was just up for the mixes as lockdown hit. So, luckily we could do things remotely with regards to hearing mixes and sending files and doing any kind of last-minute sort of additions or amendments or anything like that. So that could all be done electronically. Mm-hmm. And most of the recordings happen in my man cave anyway. I don't think that would ever really stop us from recording. But yeah, Rabbit Hole has been a song that's been a long time coming before we released it.
And was it due to be released in, well, I think it was the end of May, if I'm not mistaken, or did you change it because of lockdown and obviously nothing new was being released and everything was kind of quiet for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think, we were all kind of just gauging the scenario with regards to the regulations and all that. And when we did our first live stream at the end of May, we decided to do it on the same day as the release of Rabbit Hole. So it's kind of all.
Oh, that's really cool. That's so nice.
I'm very, very interested into how a band keeps going for that long in a South African industry that's maybe very turbulent, oftentimes isn't very active. We've only seen it really boom in the last 10 years. So how has the industry changed from when you guys were first founded in 96?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of things to consider. We witnessed so many different phases, especially in the music scene. When we started off, the whole rave scene had just started. So we were very, very unpopular with the rock and roll format. And they used to put on these raves and try to sort of incorporate live music, rock bands with the rave culture, and it didn't quite work out. That was that. And then, obviously, the MP3 sort of era started to kick in as well. As we were, ending the 90s, going into the 2000s. And, I think the secret to us sticking together has been that we are first and foremost friends and brothers first. Mm. And we just love performing together. That is our biggest strength, is performing live. We're really enjoying the songwriting process these days and the studio recordings very much so these days as well. So I think, we've never been the most popular band in its day. When we came out, we did have our moments of popularity. When you've been going for 24 years, you're bound to hit some sort of a roller coaster ride. Mm. And what kept us going and through tough times and great times is the fact that we're just brothers and we just love jamming together.
Yeah.
That's so nice. So you mentioned how one of the favorite parts of the band is being able to perform live. And obviously, like I mentioned earlier, you haven't been able to do that. So David and I did a quick Google search and we saw there's been quite a few like live streams, online concerts and Zooms and those kind of things. Has that been sufficient or do you really still miss being live?
Look, I think the streaming thing is something that we've been meaning to embrace for a long time. It's something that's been happening for a while. And especially when you're considering the rock genre, you know, on a sort of global, on a global network, you know, rock isn't really that hot at the moment in South Africa. You know, EDM and hip hop and maybe indies might still be a bit in, but the relevance of rock in South Africa has really been questionable lately, and it's purely because of radio play and fashion. So it's something that we've been wanting to embrace anyway, the streaming thing, because then obviously, you know, our international audience has more access to us and all that.
Yeah, of course.
It's something that we've been wanting to do. We know that it's not the same as performing in front of a crowd, because when we perform in front of a crowd, we really do feed off the crowd. The crowd play a huge role in the energy and the dynamics of our performance and the way we engage. It's kind of like an unseen exchange of force that happens when we perform live with the crowd.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing replaces that, and that is first and foremost the best thing experience. But it just gets really, you know, it gets tricky when that's not allowed, and we have to kind of adapt. And so we just go into our own sort of space when we do the streaming thing. We call it our Wonder World.
Mm. That's so cool. So you've obviously released your new single, Rabbit Hole, and I believe that we can play it right now in the studio. So thank you so, so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it at Red Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for playing on music.
Of course.
Thank you so much.